Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Nancy Parsons, one of today's foremost experts in combining the science of assessments with the art of developing people. She is the CEO and president of CDR Assessment Group, Inc., and author of Women Are Creating the Glass Ceiling and Have the Power to End It. And Nancy, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
And you're most welcome, and thanks for your time, Nancy. So tell us, for starters, your book implies that women are part of the problem when it comes to the glass ceiling. Can you explain why?
Yeah. Actually, they are probably the largest part of the problem in the sense that they're taking themselves out of the running. What we found in our research is now women and men are equally well qualified to serve as leaders by way of their personality strengths, but then we also measure risk factors, which are the ineffective coping strategies that are personality-based. So when somebody's under pressure, stress, conflict, how they react. And it turns out women's reactions are different than men. Women tend to be worriers, and then men are egotists, upstagers, and rule breakers. So the women, when they worry, they go into worry mode, they overanalyze, they freeze in fear, they are cautious decision makers, they won't speak up. And here's the issue. In organizations, especially when you're trying to move up, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of stress. So women pull away and tend to become more invisible. They don't appear leader-like, even though they might have very good leadership capability. Does that make sense? So when somebody's pushing their buttons or they're in a heated meeting or what have you, they tend to get quiet because they analyze and overanalyze, wanting to make sure they're absolutely right. But then, meanwhile, their male counterparts are loud, noisy, pushing their way, asserting themselves, and they're viewed as more leader-like, even though they may not be better leaders, you know, necessarily by way of their strengths. The reason this is a problem, we found the majority of women do this. The vast majority of women are worriers. And the women that have made it, the women who are CEOs of their companies or corporate executive women, their risks look more like the men's risks.
Certainly some interesting insight and really a great place to kick things off here today. Now tell us, Nancy, what does your research reveal about the different roles women play in the workforce, such as worriers?
So often they tend to be like the ones who carry the workload, really work hard, take on multiple hats because they're trying so hard to become, you know, for people to notice, you know, their capability, but yet they end up working harder and often are promoted less. So that's an issue. So we even went back 10, 15 years and looked at some of these women who are worriers. And over that period of time, even though they were in mid-level leadership jobs, they never got promoted to be executives for the most part. It was very hard to find for the book women who had actually gotten past that.
Another question for you. In today's hashtag MeToo era, how have men and women reacted, and what have been some of the positive or negative outcomes in these regards?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the positive outcome is that, you know, we've heightened the awareness of sexual harassment, assault, and, you know, offenses in the workplace, and opening the doors for women to say, stop it, this is happening, you know, so we need to out all of those inappropriate and unlawful behavior. So that's the good news, right? That women can come out of the shadows when they are being victimized and so forth. The bad news is when it comes to the glass ceiling is that men, executive men and high-level leaders are pulling back. They're more fearful of having an allegation or a charge against them. And I think also when you think about the Kavanaugh case, when you add that to the Me Too, people are afraid, you know, these men have become more fearful that somebody could allege a claim that didn't happen, you know, kind of thing. So what's happening is, and in my book I give a couple of cases, where men are no longer willing to be alone mentoring a woman. They want other people in the room, or they want to be in the lobby of the building, where that's counterproductive for women. you know, women don't need to be put on the shelf or treated special in that way. We need to have those important relationships, not distant or pushed away. So the concern is, and even the Lean In organization has studied this too, the concern is now women are going to be pushed further away versus, you know, we need those men mentors and role models, et cetera, and, you know, thought leaders to help them. So we need to work on building those relationships and building trust.
Well, the goal certainly has been accomplished in bringing awareness, no doubt about that. Today we are joined by Nancy Parsons, the CEO and president of CDR Assessment Group, Inc., and author of Women Are Creating the Glass Ceiling and Have the Power to End It, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tell us, Nancy, also, how do women in smaller organizations, for example, a small business run by a woman, encounter the glass ceiling externally, and what particular challenges do they face? And how can they overcome those challenges?
Yeah, the good news first for the women who are starting their own companies and everything, they typically have that profile where they're a pusher and a fighter and they're aggressive. So they're not as typical, they're not typically worriers as much. So that's good. They've got that ability to push hard. But the obstacles they face, say, with their potential customers, and others, or if they're in networking groups, et cetera, but with the customers, again, there's still some of those stereotypes, and men are still largely male-owned companies getting the majority of contracts. So how do you break through that? There's a lot of women organizations like WeBank, nationally certified women-owned businesses, and that helps them get the exposure. So women really need to use those extra tools and certifications to help them break through, you know, this turf of where the male-dominated businesses get all the contracts, both private sector and government, you know. So that's an issue. The only other one I would say is, even though you're equal, you're a business owner, you might, you know, be with some other male business owners, sometimes your voice is not heard as much. You know, I can tell you, I've been in meetings with my colleagues, my peers, and there's a time I come up with an idea, and it's 10 minutes later when somebody else says, a man says the same thing, and they'll say, well, John, not the great idea. But it wasn't a great idea when Nancy said it. Nobody noticed it. And that happens routinely. They're not hearing. They hear each other better. And I don't think – here's the thing. I don't think it's certainly not an intentional or willful thing on the part of men. It's just natural. They're kind of buddies. They hang out. They're comfortable with each other.
Certainly has been great to have had you with us today. A lot of interesting insight and input here from you. And, of course, above all, your book reveals that women have the power to end the glass ceiling. How and what are some of the key steps to doing that?
Yes. So the first and most important key step is self-awareness, is learning, you know, what your strengths are, but mainly, too, what are your risks? What are those inherent tendencies and traits that are getting in your way and tripping you up? And here's the thing. Most of us don't know what they are. In my book, I describe them really well so people are able to identify, yeah, I am a worrier, or I am a perfectionist, or I am an egotist, whatever. We measure 11 of them. So you have to be self-aware. And no matter where your risks are, understand that they're ineffective. They hurt your performance. So once you know what they are, especially the worriers, you can develop tactics and you can learn to neutralize or prevent these from interfering with your success. Because then you can practice, you can role play, you can anticipate those things that in the past maybe made you freeze or not speak up. And with practice and understanding it, then you can move forward and be more productive and be more successful. So it's that self-awareness and then developing tactics and traits to neutralize those behaviors from hurting you, especially in the tough key moments. And also building, you know, having some mentors help you or coaches is ideal as well to build those skills, so that you don't end up letting your worrier take you out of the discussion or out of the visibility for succession planning.
Nancy, has been a pleasure to have had you with us today. I really appreciate the time spent with us. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to pick up your book, Women Are Creating the Glass Ceiling and Have the Power to End It, where's the best place online to get further information?
Yes, they can go to www.cdrassessmentgroup.com, and the book is available on Amazon. So either place, more about our company and what we do our website, the company website, or to Amazon to pick up the book. And it's in Kindle and print version.
And that certainly works. Again, Nancy, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you. You take care now. Bye-bye.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Nancy Parsons, the CEO and president of CDR Assessment Group, Inc., and author of Women Are Creating the Glass Ceiling and Have the Power to End It. And for further information, visit CDRAssessmentGroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.